This paid commercial may not represent the views of Hubbard Broadcasting Incorporated or Federal News Radio. Statements and opinions of this broadcast are solely those of individual contributors or advertisers as indicated. Federal News Radio does not take responsibility for those statements or opinions and accepts no responsibility or liability for any inaccuracy, errors, or omissions reported during this program.
Welcome to Fed Access with Derek T. Dortch on Federal News Radio 1500 AM. Derek walks you through how to win government jobs and contracts, effectively manage your government career, and best utilize government services. Every week on Fed Access, you'll learn about interesting federal agencies, workers, and jobs. Fed Access provides you the access you need to succeed in the federal government. And now your host, Derek T. Dortch.
Welcome to Fed Access with Derek T. Dortch on Federal News Radio, 1500 AM. Thank you for stopping by the show. We're always glad to have you. Today, we're going to be talking about an issue, as I've always been talking about, veteran issues, but more in the dynamic of the National Guard and Reserve. Today, I have the pleasure of having on the line with me Mr. Ron Young. He is the Executive Director of the Employer Support for the Guard and Reserve. Some people may know it as ESGR. If you've been in the Guard and Reserve, you've heard it before. If you're an employer, you may have heard it before. But we're going to talk about what the employer support of the Guard and Reserve does and what this program is about and how they really focus in on if National Guard or Reserves are deployed, how they support making sure they get their jobs back when they come off of serving their country. Also having studio is a person who's becoming a regular guest, Philip Sella. He is the program manager for one of the Department of Veteran Affairs program called the VA Accelerator. You can find it at vaaccelerator.com. You can find ESGR at esgr.mil. Mr. Young, welcome to Fed Access.
Hey, thank you, Derek.
And Philip, as usual, welcome to, back to Fed Access.
Thank you, Derek.
Mr. Young, I'm going to start off with you. You know, ESGR, in terms of the organization, can you give us some kind of background? I mean, people hear about it, but my concern is that people don't necessarily, employers, maybe even guard people, and regular citizens, don't completely understand what the organization does. Can you give us some backdrop?
Yes, sir. Employer Support of the Guard and Reserve is a Department of Defense office. It's an activity that fosters a culture among all employers across the United States to have them support and value the employment and military service of members of the National Guard and Reserve. Been in existence for about 41 years, just over 41 years, and we're kind of the lead within DOD as it relates to educating service members and their civilian employers with respect to the Uniformed Services and Employment Reemployment Rights Act.
Right. You know, I know you and you've served in the National Guard and you've been in Special Forces and everything else. So you're not necessarily new to this. I mean, the reason why ESGR came about, and I served in the Marine Corps. I'm a veteran. And Phil, I know you served in the National Guard as well. But is the reason why ESGR came about was because of when a person was reserve or National Guard, they were being called away? I mean, were employers not being supportive of this? Is that the whole reason that this happened?
No, sir, not really. Back in 1972, when we went to the all-volunteer force,
mm-hmm.
That's kind of when ESGR got its start. And the Secretary of Defense at the time decided we needed an organization out there that helped foster this culture where employers would support their employees being in the Guard and Reserve. You know, the Guard and Reserve is about 50% of our total force, our total armed forces.
Right.
So with 1.3 million members, it's very important to have that employer support for their employees to participate in the armed forces of this country. So we advocate for employers within DOD. So if there's some concern that an employer has that we can express to senior leadership, then we're that avenue for those employers to talk to the senior leadership of DOD. We recognize and we honor employers for what they do across this country. You know, this country owes a huge debt of gratitude to the employers of this country for these past 11, 12 years since 9/11. Not only have we deployed over 860,000 Guard and Reserve members to the war zones, but these employers have supported multiple deployments, and they've helped take care of those families back home here.
You know, as you're talking about employers, and you kind of were leading into something I was thinking about, have we found, especially since 9/11, as you mentioned, the Guard and Reserve have been tapped out, you know, almost more than any other time, probably since either Vietnam or World War II, in terms of the number of deployments. And I know, Phil, even you, I think you mentioned to me one time, you've been on, three deployments since you had been called back up? Is that right?
Since 9/11 was three deployments, but... I've been called up, mobilized four times in my Guard career.
In your Guard career, so I mean that's a lot of time. Have we found our and I know you can gauge this. Are employers more supportive, or employers starting to say, you know what, this is, this is starting to wear on our company or anything else? I mean, what is the dynamics of the employers right now?
Sir, I don't see that. I've been here 3 years.
Mm-hmm.
And I've got to say, our employer support is just as strong as it's ever been.
Okay.
And just let me give you a couple of sound bites here to amplify that. I've got a network of about 4,900-plus volunteers across the country.
Mm-hmm.
And they engage with employers every day of the week. We're out here signing statements of support where the Secretary of Defense has his signature on a document. The national chairman of ESGR, Major General Retired Paul Mock, and the employer, the CEO, the chairman, the president, someone in those companies sign a statement of support, and they pledge their support to employees. We signed 55,000 of those last year.
Okay.
55,000.
Wow.
We just signed with companies like AT&T on the 2nd of July down in Dallas, Texas. I was there for that.
Okay.
We signed with Nationwide Insurance just this past Friday, JCPenney a couple days ago, Walmart back on Veterans Day in 2012, the National Chamber of Commerce, all of these companies and many more sign these statements of support year in and year out. And, you know, I would even offer up to you, you could sign a statement of support.
Sure.
So, you know, as we move forward. But that, and then I see every year that our service members, our Guard and Reserve members, nominate employers for the highest award that we give in the Department of Defense, the Employer Support Freedom Award. The Secretary of Defense gives an award to 15 organizations, 15 public sector, private sector, and large and small companies a year. This year we got 2,900 nominations from across the country. And so that, I mean, the huge number that are nominated every year, and then we narrow it down to the 15 best in a selection board. They will be recognized this year in Washington, D.C. on the 26th of September at a very nice dinner.
You know, Mr. Young, and this is, that's impressive, and it sounds as if what I'm hearing is that you have a good number of employers, but you're out there and you and your volunteers, and we'll talk about the volunteer program in a minute, but you and your volunteers are trying to find even more employers to start getting behind supporting Guards and Reserve. And I'm looking at the employer program stuff off your website right now, and I wanted to kind of maybe ask you to kind of go through the Boss Lift program, the statement of support, the briefings with the boss, the trade shows. What are those employer programs that you guys have in terms of supporting the Guards and Reserve?
Oh, we have lunches with the bosses. We have boss lifts where we take employers from around this country and we take them to training sites so they see what their employees are doing for this country in the armed forces day to day. And they get a much better appreciation for what their employees do for this country.
Right.
And why what they learn in that training and the schooling they go to brings back a huge business benefit back to that employer in the workplace. You know, our Guard and Reserve members, they have a global perspective. You just talked about the number of deployments our guest has, you know, that he's been involved in. That they believe in being on time all the time. They've got a first class image. They're calm under pressure. They got a can-do attitude. So all the professionalism, the leadership schools that they go through, I mean, they bring a wealth of experience and expertise to the workplace that businesses recognize. Last year, not only, I mean, we signed 55,000 statements of support, but we actually engaged 161,000 employers. So that network out there engages a lot of employers every year.
Right. Is that when they sign that statement of support, is that saying we are committed? I mean, what does that statement support?
Let me read it to you.
Sure.
Let me just read it to you. And this is the typical statement of support. We recognize the Guard and Reserve are essential to the strength of our nation and the well-being of our communities. In the highest American tradition, the patriotic men and women of the Guard and Reserve serve voluntarily in an honorable and vital profession. They train to respond to their community and their country in time of need. They deserve the support of every segment of our society. If these volunteer forces are to continue to serve our nation, increased public understanding is required of the essential role of the Guard and Reserve in preserving our national security. Therefore, we join other employers in pledging that, one, we fully recognize, honor, and enforce the Uniformed Services Employment and Reemployment Rights Act. Our managers and supervisors will have the tools they need to effectively manage those employees who serve in the Guard and Reserve. Bullet three, we appreciate the values, leadership, and unique skills service members bring to the workforce and will encourage opportunities to hire guardsmen, reservists, and veterans. And the last bullet says, we will continually recognize and support our country's service members and their families in peace, in crisis, and in war. And like I said, it's signed by Secretary Hagel, our national chairman, Paul Mock, and then the president of that company. And they put it in their foyers. They put it on their website. They're proud of it.
Right.
You know, Delta Airlines won the Freedom Award last year. They dedicated one of their aircraft, and they call it the Freedom Ship, I think's the name of it. They had a big ceremony down in Atlanta. The governor of Georgia was there. The adjutant general was there. I was there, the president of the company. And I got to tell you, that was a moving experience.
Wow.
And recently, one of our ESGR volunteers was traveling, like we all do, and as he got ready to get on the airplane, there it was right beside the door. That aircraft that was dedicated that day had the ESGR symbol,
wow,
had the fact that they won the Freedom Award. I mean,
that had to be a touching moment.
Oh, sir, it was. And I don't know if you've heard who our winners for the SecDef Freedom Award this year is.
Well, let me hold you. We got to take a quick break, and then I want to come into that because I want to talk about the volunteers. I want to talk about your award winners. And Phil, I want you to jump in with your program as well, because it seems as if you guys are doing something similar to ESGR and talking about getting veterans and talking about the importance of the veteran skills, but giving them more skills to get into that workforce or start businesses. We're talking to ESGR, which is the Employer Support of the Guard and Reserve, ESGR, ESGR.mil. We're talking to the executive director, Mr. Ron Young. He's also a former general in the National Guard. He served in a number of different positions. And we also have Philip Sella on the line with us, or in the studio with us, I should say. And he is the program manager for the VA Accelerator, Department of Veteran Affairs program that focuses in on employment and entrepreneurship of veterans. We'll be right back after this break. You're listening to Derek T. Deutsch on Federal News Radio on Fed Access. Welcome back to Fed Access with Derek T. Deutsch on Federal News Radio, 1500 AM. If you're just joining us, we are talking about the Employer Support of the Guard and Reserve. It's an organization, an agency, a federal government, Department of Defense, and they work in terms of making sure our employers support our Guard and Reserve when they're deployed, and also when they come back to make sure they're getting the jobs that they need and everything else. We have the executive director, Mr. Ron Young, on the line with us, talking about the great programs that they are doing in terms of getting these employers to support our men and women who are serving our country. We also have Philip Sella in the studio. He is the program manager for the Department of Veteran Affairs program called the VA Accelerator. You can find that at the VAAccelerator.com. Phil, let me go to you real quick. In terms of You heard Mr. Young talking about, you know, the Guard and Reserve. You've spent the majority of your military career, and you now, I think, a lieutenant colonel or colonel, whatever the case is, and somewhere in that ranking area. But you've served at least 20, 30 years within the Guard and Reserve. You've been deployed 4 times. You've served in the Special Forces community. You know, when you hear about the ESGR and you hear about them working with employers, and you also hear about what you're doing with the VA Accelerator, tie that in for me.
Well, thank you, Derek. One of the things I need to probably mention is that as part of the ESGR, I was one of the state representatives for the ESGR committee for the state of Maryland at one point in time when I was a company commander. And the ESGR provides a lot of great benefits to really helping the employee, you know, working with the employer and really bonding that relationship between the employer and the employee. But one of the things the VA Accelerator recognizes that the and wants to offer to those employers is really there's additional skills that the National Guard and Reservist could grow with and help them become even stronger in insisting that that business. And what the VA Accelerator has is it has a lot of those courses in business and management and some of the soft skills to really help strengthen that relationship between both the employer and the employee by building up on the skills.
And this goes for the veterans. The veterans can jump online, take and kind of get these skills in terms of business classes or communication skill classes online, and they can get this stuff for free. Is that correct? And even if an employer used it, then it would be no cost to the employer. Is that right? I mean, that's what the VA is trying to do.
Well, right. The VA is doing is that they've built out this program, and it offers a myriad of different courses that are available. The majority are self-paced, and there are also some webinars that are out. But all this is there to strengthen the skills of that soldier, sailor, airman, or marine to continue to seek out their goals.
Mr. Young, let me come back to you. In terms of, I see your ESGR volunteer, and Phil just mentioned he was doing some stuff with the state of Maryland. What is the ESGR volunteer? I mean, who can get involved in that? What is that?
Sir, anybody can get involved. All you got to do is have a passion for service members, families, and you want to work to help the relationship between employers and their employees to allow them to serve in our military. And, we've got, like he said, he was a captain, and he was still serving volunteers. But we've got 4,900 across the country. In here today and here in Washington is my volunteer support subcommittee that comes in town. They work with me to set up programs to recognize our volunteers for the great work they do. Last year, they put in over 260,000 hours across the country, volunteer time, helping this effort and helping DOD.
I'm looking at the website right now. I see everything that a volunteer does, everything from employer outreach to being an ombudsman to being public affairs and military outreach. So if a person decides to get involved, whether they're, serving as a company commander or whether they're just a person who has a small business or however, they can get involved in a full range of activities, it seems like, and really be engaged within the Department of Defense in a number of different ways.
No, they can, sir. And one of our core missions is what that ombudsman do. We have about 650 trained ombudsmen across the country, trained in USERRA about the law.
Okay.
And they help educate employers, and they help educate the service members. And they mediate. When there's a conflict, let's say that I deploy and I come back and perhaps the employer didn't put me back to work as fast as I want to come back to work, or maybe my supervisor's harassing me a little bit because I've got training coming up. Our ombudsman, free of charge, work with both the employer and the service member to help resolve those complaints. And I've got a national call center, 1-800 call center here in town, that we field calls from employers and service members to clarify the law and to clarify any questions they might have. And then a few of those conflicts turn into cases where we actually work them and we mediate them. Last year, we handled something like 2,200 cases. Took us about, I've got the exact number right here, just Just let me look at it just a second.
Sure. And can they fall, and while you're getting that number, can they find that 800 number on your website, the ESPR.mil?
Yes, sir.
Right.
And I'll give you the 1-800 number in just 1 second.
Sure.
But last year we handled the just under 2,800 cases nationwide where the two parties didn't agree, and we worked to help them agree. And we resolved about 80% of those in less than 9 days. Most of the time, it's just a misunderstanding between the two parties.
Right.
And that 1-800 telephone number is 1-800-336-4590.
And, you know, with that 800 number, you just mentioned USERA, and I wanted to talk about it. USERA stands for the Uniformed Services Employment and Reemployment Act. It's a federal law that establishes the rights and responsibilities for uniformed service members and their civilian employers. But, Mr. Young, talk about USERA a little bit in terms of what does it require? You know, if a person has a guardsman or reserve, what does it require an employer to do?
Okay. Just 1 second.
Sure, here. Sure.
And you, sir, when you talked about USERA, it's actually the Uniformed Services Employment and Reemployment Rights Act.
Got it. Okay. Rights Act. Okay.
Yeah, and it just lays out duties and responsibilities for both parties to be able to, you know, to reemploy people on time. It's three key provisions of it. Are that employers cannot disadvantage uniformed services members in their civilian careers. They have to promptly reemploy them when they return from duty, and they can't discriminate against them just because they're in the military or they're thinking about joining the military or they've been in the military.
Mm.
So, in the case of ESGR, We are a neutral mediator. We do not have enforcement capability.
Okay.
Our 650 of folks out there are there to educate and try to make both parties see what the law says and allow them to reach agreement themselves. And then if there is no agreement, like I told you, we handled nearly 2,800 cases last year, resolved about 2,200 of them. And if there's no resolution, then the service member has an opportunity to go to DOL, to Department of Justice. They can get their own private attorney. Or in a lot of cases, they just decide, hey, maybe it's really not a conflict after all.
Right. Let me take a quick break. When I come back, I want to talk about the awards, and I also want to talk to both of you about kind of we've got a number of veterans and a number of kind of Guardsmen Reserve who are really kind of coming off deployment. Afghanistan is winding down. There's the concern about getting our veterans hired. And I really want to kind of talk about that and what initiatives, after the wars, we want to talk about the initiatives that both of you are really focusing on in terms of getting our veterans reemployed and back into the workforce. We're talking about ESGR, the Employer Support of the Guard and Reserve. And we're talking to the executive director of ESGR, Mr. Ron Young. And their website is esgr.mil. It's got a lot of great stuff for employers, also for those who are service members and their families, some great information about how ESGR impacts you. And we're also talking to Philip Sella. He is a program manager of the VA Accelerator, Department of Veteran Affairs Program. You can find it at vaaccelerator.com. You listen to Fed Access with Derek T. Dorch on Federal News Radio, 1500 AM. We'll be right back after this break. Welcome back to Fed Access with Derek T. Dorch on Federal News Radio, 1500 AM. If you're just joining us, we are talking about the Employer Support of the Guard and Reserve, ESGR. It's an agency that really focuses in on making sure employers understand that Guards and Reservemen and women bring a lot of great qualifications to, one, their employers, but then also in terms of understanding and resolving any kind of conflict when they come back off of deployment. We have the executive director, Mr. Ron Young. He's on the line right here and talking to us about ESGR. We also have Philip Sella. He is the program manager for the VA Accelerator. It's a program from Department of Veteran Affairs focusing on entrepreneurship and employment for veterans. Mr. Young, in terms of the awards that you are providing, I see a number of different awards. I mean, you mentioned YC, a Patriot Award, Spouse Award. What are the employer, the ESGR awards, the program you have?
Well, sir, the first one really is a Patriot Award for your supervisor. Let's just say you got a great boss out there and you want to recognize them. That's our Patriot Award. We gave out just over 12,000 of those last year. And so, and then from there, we focus on the employer. So we give a Seven Seals Award out there or some recognition for folks that are doing programs that benefit all of the services, the Army, the Navy, the Marines, the Air Force, the Coast Guard, and all their reserve component. Then we give an award called a Pro Patria Award. And they continue to escalate until folks are nominated for the SecDef,
and the one Secretary of Defense, the Freedom Award,
the Employer Support Freedom Award. And you know, to get nominated in that for that award, you have to be going above and beyond. That's right. The best of the best.
Right.
And
right.
So we'll recognize 15 of those employers this year. They'll come to town. They'll get to see the Secretary of Defense. Hopefully they'll get to go see the president if he's in town.
Right.
And could I just tell you who our winners are this year?
Yeah, please.
Yeah, we got Bank of America.
Okay.
We got the Albuquerque Fire Department.
Hmm.
We got a company called CW Driver.
Okay.
The City of Columbus, Ohio.
Okay.
Colorado Springs Utilities. DaVita. Eastman Chemical. Family Allergy and Asthma. Humana. Pate Dawson Engineers, Richland County Sheriff's Department out of Columbia, South Carolina,
mm-hmm.
Safeway, U.S. Bank, the United States Marshal Service, and Steel Plate Fabricators. So, you know, as I said, 2,900 nominations this year are narrowed down to 15 that will be recognized.
You know, the interesting thing about that, Mr. Young, what I'm hearing is that this is the full range. I mean, these are big employers like a Bank of America. You've got some people, DaVita, who I think does dialysis type stuff. You've got sheriff departments and fire departments. I mean, it's a full range of employers out there.
Yes, sir. We do small business, less than 500 employees, then if anything above that's large,
mm-hmm.
and then the public sector. I mean, last year or the year before, we had a church recognized
wow.
for the great support that they gave one of their minister that deployed as a military chaplain.
Oh wow!
So
okay.
I mean, it's a whole range of companies and the types of skill sets that our service members deploy in.
You know, Phil, as with the VA Accelerator, when you hear that range of employers, I mean, Bank of America, all the way to public sector, from private sector to public sector, when you think about the VA Accelerator, I mean, the skills that the VA Accelerator will provide a service person or a veteran, I mean, what would that translate into in terms of helping that person transition from the military or come back off of duty and then get back into one of these employers or get hired, I should say?
Well, the way the VA Accelerator could assist both the employer as well as the veteran is to continue to provide skills, some of the business skills that make them more effective or more rounded in their to the employer.
You know, with those skills that they bring to the table, I mean, is the range in terms of, you know, is it accounting, finance? I mean, are we talking about the full range in terms of what you could learn either at a community college or are these skills almost, you know, to the point of teaching and then getting a person ready to almost implement what they've learned very, very quickly? I mean, what would you say?
Well, the skills are everything from managing to writing skills to how to sell or work in the environment. It's a wide range of skills that the veteran can pull from, depending upon who their employer is, and what they're doing. They can continue to grow their skills. So if they were deployed, if a guardsman reservist were to be deployed, they can learn these skills. I mean, we're rapidly providing these skills on more and more platforms. So,
and if they were deployed overseas, I mean, they can even access, since it's online and it's self-paced, I mean, just as anything else, I mean, you can be deployed somewhere, still have access to the internet, but take these skills and ramp this up in terms of putting things on your resume that would help you get more hired quicker.
Well, or come back to your employer. We look at it as a way that they could, you know, rejoin with their employer and continue to grow with that organization. As well as it's another benefit, even if they're not deployed, that it's a benefit that their employer can say, gee, you know, Guardsmen and Reservists, they're getting these additional benefits. VA has recognized that business skills are important for the veteran, and not only the military skills, but here's some business skills that are important to the veteran, and they can continue to grow in that organization.
Ms. Young, I know you got to go in a few minutes, so I want to really kind of close this segment out with you. With the people who you just mentioned and all the employers who that you're focusing on, I mean, we've got this dynamic of hiring, a concern of hiring veterans right now. Are the employers, I mean, I know they're signed in statements of saying that they are definitely supporting Guards and Reserves. Are these employers not only supporting the ones who they've hired and bringing back, but also are they focusing on hiring new veterans?
Oh, sir, I'm glad you gave me a few minutes to talk about that. Our employers are doing a great job out there of trying to hire Guard and Reserve members and veterans. You look at the Joint Enforces Initiative out of the White House. Back in April, end of April, April 30th, they announced that the goal that they had set for that program and working with all of us partners out here that are focused on this employment arena, that they had tripled what they thought, nearly tripled, about 290,000 had been hired through programs like H2H site jobs, like the National Chamber Hiring Our Heroes events, like the 100,000 Jobs Mission Coalition. So the employers have stepped up across the country. And what I hear from employers, because as I said, we talk to many every day, is that they want to hire, they just don't know how to get to them. So we develop the program. Hero to H2H.jobs is our high-tech approach. It's our website. So I hope you get a chance to look at.
Okay.
The program is Employment Initiatives, H2H, Hero to Hired. And all across this country, we've got a mobile job store out there. We're partnering to do career fairs. We've got a mobile application. We do virtual career fairs across the country. I put 56 employment transition coordinators out there across the country, one in every state, and we're having some great success working with everybody that's in this arena, helping veterans, Guard, and Reserve members get jobs.
Yeah, I'm looking at the website right now, H2H.jobs. I mean, H2H.jobs, so people have to understand it's not a .com, it's a .jobs, which is the new domain. Go ahead.
If you put .com in there, it'll still go to H2H. I tried it. I made a mistake one day, and it went right there. But what I will tell you is H2H.jobs is a great high-tech approach. It's got a wonderful military skills translator on it. It's got career-type guidance and opportunities. It's got networking. You know, our young men and women today, they don't use websites a lot. They use mobile apps. So, So we've got a mobile app,
right?
H2H, and it'll actually send you messages when you load your profile, load your resume, you do all that type of stuff. It'll send you messages when jobs pop up that meet your profile. So we're having some great success with that around the country. And our partners are VA, DOL, and everybody else, too, out there that's working in this arena. One thing I know. There is no silver bullet that will solve this unemployment issue in the Guard and Reserve or with our veterans.
Right.
So it's everybody working together and partnering to get the best result.
Does ESGR, and we'll take a break in a second, does ESGR do a lot of partnering with various organizations? When you see like a new thing or you hear like the VA Accelerator or something like that, do you say, hey, we can partner and improve hiring different people? Do you guys do a lot of that as well?
Oh, we do. I mean, with a network of 4,900 across the country, we're engaged with all these folks across the country every day. We're involved with DOL vets out there in every state.
Mm-hmm.
We're involved with the workforce offices. So, yes, sir. If new programs come on board, I'd be glad to. You know, we want to educate our volunteer network, and then work with them to make things better.
Please keep us informed. Thank you so much for coming on Fed Access today. And this has been a very, very enlightening. And I hope a lot of people, you know, hear this. If you're an employer out there, ESGR.mil is where you need to go to start, you know, getting a statement or supporting the Guard and Reserve. And if you're a service member, then again, the same site. And if you're thinking about joining the service, you should go on ESGR as well to find out all this great information. Mr. Ron Young, Executive Director of the ESGR program, the Employer Support of the Guard and Reserve. Thank you so much for being on FedEx. We want to maybe check back in with you in a few months or so to hear what's going on.
Oh, I'd love to come back on for all those employers, H2H.jobs, it's free to put your jobs on there, and it's free to the service members.
Wow.
And you can go on there and search for service members. So we've bridged the gap. Now you know where to find them.
Thank you so much, Mr. Young. We're going to take a quick break, and we'll be right back. Mr. Phil Sellup, he's going to stay with us and talk about a little bit more about this energy of hiring of veterans. And Mr. Ron Young, we'll check back with you in a couple months and see what's going on. Thank you so much.
Couple months, Derek. Thanks a lot.
Thanks a lot.
And maybe we'll do that when you're signing that statement of support.
You know what? I'm going to come, and then I also want you to invite me to some of the programs so I can see some people get awards and everything else as well, so we can cover that.
We will do that.
All right, Mr. Young, thank you so much.
Have a great day.
You too. We're going to take a quick break. When we come back, we're going to talk to Mr. Phillip Seller. We're going to talk a little bit more about the VA Accelerator, about the program, about what's going on in terms of getting veterans jobs, but then also getting them starting their own businesses and see what's going on with that program right there. You listen to Fed Access with Derek T. Dorch from Federal News Radio, 1500 AM. We'll be right back after this break. Welcome back to Fed Access with Derek T. Dorch on Federal News Radio, 1500 AM. If you're just joining us, we've been talking about a number of different things, but especially the Guards and Reserve. We've been talking to ESGR, the Employer Support for the Guard and Reserve. It's a federal agency that's focused in on really working with employers and making sure that they understand and appreciate those members who are guardsmen and guardswomen and reserve in the Army, Air Force, Marine Corps, and Navy, and those members who are out there who get deployed, and making sure that they have a job when they come back off the deployment. As we all know, after 9/11, a lot of people have been deployed a greater number of times, you know, 3, 4, 5 different deployments sometimes, and making sure that these people come back to a job is very, very important, but also making sure that they get hired is very, very important. We had on Mr. Ron Young. He is the executive director of the ESGR program. You can find it at ESGR.mil. He had to go, but we still have in the studio with me Mr. Phillip Seller. He is a program manager for a program called the VA Accelerator. You can find it at vaaccelerator.com, vaaccelerator.com. Phil, you know, you heard Mr. Young talk about the ESGR program, the number of employers who are out there who are supporting. You heard the H2H.jobs, their vehicle. I mean, to me, it seems as if there's a perfect fit in this partnership. You know, there's so many different programs out there, but it seems to be a perfect fit from what you're doing in terms of kind of giving these employment skills or entrepreneurship skills to the dynamic of an H2H.job that says, hey, listen, here are the jobs that are out there. I mean, what are you thinking about all that when you hear this kind of stuff?
Well, thank you, Derek, for asking that question. You know, my first impression of that is it's great to hear that ESGR continues to support the Guard and Reserve, and it's a fantastic approach that DOD has stood up with H2H jobs. But one of the challenges that we've found at going to some of these hiring fairs is veterans still need to have the business skills to be able to really adjust well and continue to grow within the environment of a commercial employer.
You know, when people hear about the business skills, because the environments are even though you're learning very, very high-tech skills in the military, the environments are different. I mean, is that what you're finding? Because you've been a person who's been in and out, and you've been an executive, and you've been in the private sector, and you've had your own business and everything else. I mean, are you finding that although guards and reservemen and active duty people who are coming off and now becoming veterans, they have great skills? It's just translating them to the other sectors. Is that the difficulty?
Well, it's how do you apply what you've learned in the military to you know, civilian employment, and you need those transitional business skills. Whether it's how do you write an email in the business sector versus the military? How do you assimilate? How do you network? how do you, you know, work all the basic skills? There's some core skills that you need to be proficient in today's competitive business workplace. And what we found through the hiring fairs is a lot of the veterans that show up at the hiring fairs, they have some great capabilities, but they need to have those core proficient skills to really be able to go to the next level where they are standing out for the employer.
You know, what it sounds like, I've looked at your program and you know, have even participated in a couple of your things. You know, what it seems like, where it would take a number of books to learn these things, you've kind of put all this stuff in one place, you know what I mean? Because you're talking about books on business communication, you're talking about books on, you know, certain other skills, whether it be financial, whatever the case is. And so rather than having to go all and buy these different books, you have everything in one place where you can go to the VAAccelerator.com and then get this. Is that what you were thinking when you put this together?
Absolutely. Well, a couple things. One is, you know, today's soldier, sailor, airman, marine really doesn't have the time to read through, you know, hundreds and hundreds of pages of books. They need things boiled down pretty quickly, much like the way we the way we serve and do our tasks in the military. So what we did was we basically built core courses that build on each other that are about an hour in length. And this way, they can access those courses, rapidly get through them, get the knowledge that they need, and be able to apply it very quickly.
You know, in terms of a timetable, when you say apply very quickly, from a time in which a person may be started, because of course, you know, when somebody gets back and we know hiring is local, but you get back and you say, I want to get back engaged in this hiring piece. How quick can a person go through, get some of what they need, and then start applying it right away? I mean, what would you say?
Matter of hours. You know, if, you know, prior to going to a hiring fair, if the veteran would go through, you know, some of these courses, they would be much more prepared to have that dialogue with the person that's hiring them than they would if they don't. The other piece of it is, you know, we talked about ESGR. A lot of these veterans are employed. That doesn't stop building your skills, your business skills. They can learn these business skills while being employed and continue to advance in their companies.
You know, when we hear about, and it seems as if there's a number of employers who are still out there. I mean, ESGR has signed up a number of them. But if we think about the number of employers who are out there across the United States, it seems as if there's still a lot more who need to understand. I mean, what is the disconnect? I mean, you've been there on the other side. Is the disconnect that people just don't understand that we need to support veterans? Is the message not getting out there rapidly enough? I mean, as we close out, where do you think the disconnect is between employers and hiring vets?
Well, I think overall, what we talked about a little bit earlier is the employers around the country really want to embrace and hire veterans, and they've seen the veterans are a great asset, and they truly are, because veterans have a myriad of skills that they've rapidly learned and they've applied, you know, on these with their units and on deployments and throughout their military career. But one of the things that the employers also understand is the military environment is different than the commercial world. You know, the commercial world is, you know, the efficiencies and the effectiveness and the competitiveness of the commercial world is all those demands are there rapidly. And, you know, so if they could have a veteran that has the combination of what they've learned from the military, you know, tied in with, you know, or coupled with strong business skills, that would make their company much more effective and efficient and competitive, you know, in this country.
And probably get them engaged in hiring veterans a little bit more. I mean, and if they saw that connection with a combination of both.
Absolutely. As well as, you know, it could, one of the things that, you know, advanced me in my civilian career, you know, to the executive level was the combination of me being able to apply strong business skills with my military skills.
Right.
And what VA has recognized is that, you know, let's help the veteran with the business skills because we know they have the military skills. So that combination is what's very attractive to the employer.
We've been talking to Phil Sellup. He is the program manager of the VA Accelerator. You can find it at VAAccelerator.com. If you listen back early into the show, we talked to the employer support of the Guard and Reserve. You can find their information at ESGR.mil. Two great programs. Phil, thank you for coming on Fed Access. We thank Mr. Ron Young for also being here today and talking about ESGR. Thank you so much. We'll be right back next week, and we'll be talking about more issues on Fed Access. Thank you.
You've been listening to Fed Access with Derek T. Dortch on Federal News Radio 1500 AM. If you missed any part of this program, you can hear it in its entirety on our website, federalnewsradio.com. Fed Access with Derek T. Dortch, Friday afternoons at noon, only on Federal News Radio 1500 AM, WFED, your source for federal news now.